To understand how we got here, we first have to go back to the final days of the Obama administration and the decision to designate more than 1 million acres of land in southeastern Utah as a national monument.
I call on President Trump to follow through with his promise to reverse midnight Maui executive orders. This declaration...
That's San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman leading a protest in late December in Monticello, Utah, near the Bears Ears National Monument. This is where the trade show dust up comes into play. Lyman and others, including Utah state lawmakers, members of Congress, and the governor, don't want the monument. They say it's a federal overreach and travesty of justice. And they may get their wish. The Trump administration is currently reviewing all national monuments issued within the last two decades.
This is a really important moment for public lands.
Hans Kohl is director of environmental campaigns and advocacy for Patagonia. The clothing and outdoor gear company backs the Obama decision and has been running TV ads in a campaign called This Is Bears Ears.
For more than a century, we've fought to protect these canyons, forests, and mountains.
This is a living museum.
It's one of the most unique climbing areas.
Patagonia was also the first company to boycott the annual Outdoor Industry Association conference in Utah.
When you arrive in the airport there in Salt Lake City, you know, there's these amazing pictures of all these protected public lands on the walls. There's a real pride throughout the state of Utah in public lands. And this isn't okay that politicians are taking a stance and asking the new President Trump to rescind the monument.
I think it was initially surprising the strength that members felt.
Amy Roberts is the executive director of the Outdoor Industry Association. While many companies have long advocated for public lands, in recent months, she says the tenor and urgency has changed.
I think the fact that we started to see momentum around transferring federal public lands to the states where they would possibly be sold off and not accessible to Americans anymore, people really felt like this was an affront to what America feels about our public lands.
Most companies quickly coalesced around leaving, and states like Colorado were more than happy to compete to win the $45 million bid. Democratic State Senator Carrie Donovan of Vail even touted a bill she had sponsored to create a first-of-its-kind public lands day that was held in May.
Very prominent and big political actions happening in the western states where the public lands are backyards, and I think that's very exciting to watch because it seems like the public lands voice is getting stronger and stronger.
Congress passed a law last year requiring the federal government to tally the industry's economic impact. Outdoor representatives hope that will elevate their clout. Kim Miller is the North American CEO of Scarpa, which makes boots for rock climbing and backcountry skiing.
It's a big number. When you start talking about $640, $650 billion, and that's only going to grow. So we have to figure out who we are politically.
Miller says the outdoor conference is one way to do that. He says it's about much more than retailers featuring the latest gear. It's also where high-level policy discussions take place. And he says not everyone was behind pulling the conference out of Utah.
There are people that won't like that decision. Maybe it's because it's financially not as good for them. Or maybe they don't believe that those are the kind of issues that a trade show should pick its location based on.
So how does Colorado distinguish itself? And what would it mean to select Colorado for the industry and the movement it has accelerated?
One of the things we're going to have to focus on is how a blended economy really works.
Luis Benitez heads Colorado's Office of Outdoor Recreation Industry. He helped put the bid together to try to bring the conference here.
If the outdoor industry is becoming a little bit more politically active and a little bit more politically vocal, I think it's our responsibility to show up in a partnering kind of way and not in an exclusive our way or the highway kind of way.
A decision on the Bears Ears National Monument is expected to come soon. The Trump administration could rescind the designation or scale it back. As for Utah and Colorado, the loss and potential gain of an outdoor industry trade show is seen by those involved as a battle over public lands ownership just as much as it's about bragging rights or money. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.